are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection.
SledSyn followers, welcome back to the next episode. We're still at Heydays here, so disregard some of the back noise. And as always, be sure to check out, there's a ton of links in the descriptions with a bunch of discount codes. We have a stacked lineup of companies pushing the brand, pushing the podcast this season and supporting us. And so there's some goodies for you guys to check out down there. So, yeah, we'll jump right in. So we have... I'll just call you a longtime friend, even though this is the first time we've actually met, but we've been chatting back and forth about the podcast for almost a year.
Yeah.
At least, I would say. So Kobe is back with us, and then we have Whitney here from the other side of the country, the East Coast, baby.
East Coast, baby.
Hell yeah.
East Coast, baby.
Massachusetts.
Is that your tagger name?
Yeah.
East Coast, baby.
I'll have to hashtag that.
Yeah, there you go.
Your rapper name.
Whitney, I appreciate you jumping on. You've been a big support of the podcast. You've led to a lot of questions on some of our Q&A episodes and stuff. And we've diced back and forth on a ton of stuff. So I know you would like to go over quite a few things and shine some light. Yeah. Obviously, Kobe and I, being in Oregon and the West, you know, we're pretty... have the wool over our eyes because we're all backcountry stuff. So you definitely do a little bit of different stuff out there. So let's start off with first on your exposure into snowmobiling. How did this all start for you?
Snowmobiling in general, I grew up, first memory, I was out in the backfield with my dad on a Bolens snowmobile. Okay. So that's okay. Like the ironing board on the skis and
nice.
The tracks up front.
Yeah.
So I was steering that with my dad when I was like 4 years old.
Okay.
Kind of just grew up riding throughout. VMAX 600 2-up was the thing I rode around in high school.
Yeah.
Rode it to school once.
Nice. There you go.
Yep. High school. And then kind of just blew up from there. I just really enjoyed doing it. So I went to Pro-S, switchback. So I've stuck with Polaris since I've had the Edge, which is kind of the old Edge. And then right now I'm ripping an A50 Assault.
Nice.
So
nice.
Trying to dabble a little bit in the off trail.
Miss
so
your Edge.
There you go.
Yeah.
You miss the Edge?
Yeah, I do. It was fun. I mean, you could mess around in fields with that and tip it up on its side, just do some fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Ripper.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, like I've said, we've talked back and forth, but what are some things that you would like to highlight about, you know, your riding area and some, I know you have a really good relationship with your dealer and you're pretty involved with clubs.
Yes, very involved
too,
with
so
clubs.
So let's start dissecting some of that.
So I have a great relationship with Southside Sales. They're in North Adams. They actually do some business out west too. They've shipped sleds out there too. Mm-hmm. He does some racing. He has a race team. Just got in with him. We ride together. We are here together. He's bouncing around somewhere. And then with the clubs, I am part of my local club, and I just feel like clubs don't get enough traction with the snowmobile industry, especially like
100%.
Out here where you don't really have people maintaining trails.
Yeah.
And then I am the SAM is what we call it, Snowmobile Association of Massachusetts. I am working on their committee. We have no state funding for our trail system.
Really?
None. So being able to fundraise for that, shed light on that, get those trail passes, registration, push the registration and the trail passes and your
push
club membership.
The registration.
I know it's not a big thing, but that's where we get our funding from.
Yeah.
And if you want to ride, then do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if you want nice trails and stuff and da 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 da.
Yeah.
That's and cool that you're pushing that.
It takes a lot. We have about maybe 8 active members in our club. It's Hilltown. So we're 2 towns, and we have about, I want to say 200 members probably, but only 8 active people that actually go out, do trail work, the fundraising.
Damn.
And so people just, they'll join, but they don't want to put the effort and the volunteering into it.
We kind of run into that with our club as well. I have a I'm part of a snowmobile club back in Eastern Oregon where we're from. And we kind of have the same thing. It's like we've got, I think, 150, 160 some people that are in the club, you know. And when it really comes down to it, we do our, like, play day is what we call it, you mm-hmm. know. And we cut wood, do all that stuff for it. It's like everybody usually tends to offer, but it, like, when it comes to, like, the setting up, you know,
front
to doing
work,
this,
nobody's,
to doing
that, nobody's
who
there.
Wants to, you know, set this part up, who wants to do, like, the cards for the poker run, who wants to get the bags, who wants to, you know, line all that stuff up. It's like everybody's, like, good. They'll show up and participate, which is good.
Yeah.
But I feel you on that back end.
And it's
back
all
end.
Landowner, too, so you have to keep that relationship going mm-hmm. with your landowners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have that in that relationship, then you don't have a trail.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by that? What is your guys, is a lot of your riding is landowner?
Yeah. We have some state property, but clubs kind of maintain that as well. The state doesn't maintain those trails at all.
Okay, that's interesting.
But it's landowner. So if the landowner says no, you're not using their land. And you have to, you know, we have to ask permission. Can we cut the tree? Can we build a bridge? Can we... You know, our trails are pretty narrow just because of the terrain that we have. We have some rocky yeah. stuff, but it's also kind of, we're flatlanders from what you guys call us.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, so that's part of the issue as well, is trying to build the trail through the property and maintain it. And if one landowner says no, how do we change it?
Yeah.
How do we redirect it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a hassle.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be.
Do you have...
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products. And use SledSyn24 at checkout for a discount.
You have a lot of issues with people running loud cans and going off trail through the property owners, other property?
Not necessarily off trail. It's more people are ripping through fields yeah. and going off the trail in the field, and that messes yeah. up the farmers, their crop for the next year.
Yeah.
Cans, they're illegal.
Yeah.
People run them, but you're going to get fined if you get caught with it.
Yeah, so sure.
Do you guys have quite a few, like, police?
Yeah, we have environmental police.
Or whatever?
Environmental police. They
do they like
sit on
do
the
they
trail.
Ride snowmobiles, or do they just, like,
they do.
Side-by-sides? Or?
No, they're on their snowmobiles, or they'll... Park on the road, really? At the road crossing.
Yeah, sure.
Sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Make sure you got your registration.
Man, that would be tough.
Really? Oh, yeah.
That would be tough.
Yeah. Registration, SAM pass for Massachusetts. And
have you been out west snow riding? Or
the furthest west I've been is Vermont.
Wow.
So no.
So no.
Not at all.
I registered three different states. I was Vermont, Mass, and Maine last year. So I've been further east.
Yeah.
But not really further west.
Is that in the plans, or?
I would love to come out here. I was actually talking with Avalon. We were looking at some clinics.
Yeah.
You're like,
out
in
here.
The works for next.
Sure.
Yeah.
You ain't out west. We ain't out west yet. We got a long way to go.
No, I'd love to go out west. I'd just love to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only ridden my Assault. Even just hopping on an RMK or Chaos or something would be cool.
Yeah. Have you ever even, like, traveled out west, or?
I went to Colorado last year but that was a summertime trip.
Sure.
Summertime.
And then I've been to BC, but I have an aunt that lives out there.
Gotcha.
So I was like five.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What's your job? What do you do for work?
I work for the state of Massachusetts.
So you can't push them to fund the snowmobiling, or what are we doing here?
I know.
Yeah, you got the inside skinny.
I'm working with trying to figure out how to change some legislation to be able to register your sled online.
Okay.
If you buy a brand new snowmobile in Massachusetts, you have to go to the environmental police and register it in person, or mail it in, and it takes 2 weeks. So during COVID, it was a nightmare.
Man.
Nobody was in person. So it's how do I register?
Yeah. That's so annoying.
It was a pain. But being able to register a brand new sled online would be... game changer.
Yeah,
especially
sure.
for
oh boy,
the the dealers. Because I have, you know, Southside, they sell a snowmobile on Saturday. That person can't go out and ride it.
Yeah,
yeah,
they gotta wait.
Yeah, that's frustrating. How with your schedule and stuff? How often do you get to ride?
Like,
are you riding every
blessed.
Single weekend, or?
I am blessed. So if I have snow, I can leave from my driveway.
Okay.
I can leave from my house and trail ride.
There you go.
I try to go up north I would say last year I made it up every other weekend, roughly.
So okay.
Up to Maine. Which yeah. Blast.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's impressive. How far of a travel is that for you?
Rangeley area. It's about 5 hours okay. of a drive, and sure. then I did a clinic last year. It was a 9-hour drive up on the border of New Canada, Maine.
Whew. Travel.
Maine's a big state.
You're traveling. Is yeah. it?
Maine is a very big state.
Yeah. Yeah. So never, you never obviously you obviously have a pretty good size, you know, following and stuff on social. Where do you plan to take that as far as like content and growing that brand, and how are you wanting to leverage it? What's your end goal?
My brand is me, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Just your personal brand, your personal accounts and stuff.
For me, I mean, I was talking to the people I came out with. I said, I cannot believe where I am. It wasn't in the cards for me. It was just like, okay, I just want to share this. I want to share what I do. I want to highlight women specifically.
Yeah.
You know, being able to find women to ride with is very
slim,
difficult.
Yeah,
slim pickings.
Slim to none.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, especially trail riding, because guys are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go fast. Can you keep up?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wait for you at the intersection. Like, no offense, but... so just
definitely just stereotype me out.
So it's just, you know, making it so that women feel comfortable in the industry.
Yep, yep.
We were talking about for the Sled Expo we're putting on in Massachusetts. It's a small show, but they were talking about doing consignment. They're like, oh, we'll do kids and guys. And I was like, no, you got to do it all.
And girls.
You got to do it all. You know, if a girl is interested, is she going to go out and spend $600 on a new suit? Or is she going to maybe say, hey, I'll try it out. If I like it, then I'll get invested in it.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
And just feeling confident, women encouraging women is a big thing. I was over talking with Ashley earlier from Sled Girls, and sweetest girl. She puts on a ride here in Minnesota for Girls Ride Out. It's a girls ride. Mm-hmm. And all the girls I've seen and talked to, they say it's just a blast. Being able to find women that they're comfortable with, talking with about the sport, where they don't feel like they're going to get judged, is huge. And I'm not saying all guys are like that at all, but it's just, it's definitely hard to feel comfortable and not embarrassed if you mess up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I did that all women's clinic up in Maine, and we had like 3 guides, and I was like, I'm sorry, you're digging me out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, thank you, because you're here and you're teaching me how to do it right.
You're learning. Yep.
And the girl next to me, she's not going to judge me. She's just going to encourage me to do better.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
kind of what I'm doing. And that's why my sled's bright pink.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
So, I think I've seen it on Instagram a couple of times.
So the sled's pink because I'm a girl, and, you know, girls ride.
Bright pink.
Yep. Right. Absolutely.
And just encouraging people to do everything in the sport, not just mountain ride, not just trail ride. I'm not specific to anything else. I did a hill climb in Maine. First jump I went over, fell right off. Got back on, finished the hill climb, but it was just like, well, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, sure, hey.
And then
I've done it, keep going.
Yeah, try it again next year.
I've done some drags, lost everyone, but you know what? It's all about the fun.
Yeah.
Passion for the sport. And
good for you. Good for you. That's awesome. That's a super cool attitude towards
it. Yeah, for sure. And I saw that you got accepted with Polaris this season.
Polaris Ambassador for the East Coast.
Yeah, heck yes.
Only female for the East Coast right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Only female.
Yeah.
That's
so
interesting.
So just pushing it.
Yeah.
Saying, you know.
Female, stand up.
Yeah.
Girls rule, boys rule.
Yeah, that's super exciting. I got accepted for that as well.
Nice.
So pretty stoked on that. We'll see.
I'm excited to see what we're doing.
Yeah.
What are we going to have for the upcoming season?
Some of those emails, to come through. So what are some other companies that you work with?
Some of the other companies I'm working with, Ashley from Sled Girls, the Polaris, Southside, they are a good sponsor of mine for this year. We're working on fine-tuning my sled to be able to do the on and the off trail. I have a couple. Now you put me on the spot. It's like,
hey,
you can't
mess up on
them?
This. They're going to watch this.
Can I remember them? Oh, God.
She's just getting too famous. She's got too It's hard to keep up.
No, I'm working with M7 right now. They did the wrap. They knocked it out of the park for me.
That was a
custom.
Yeah.
Might take a look. M7.
M7 Designs. They're out of Canada.
Nice.
So how I found them, not a clue.
we're just destined to be. The stars aligned.
I guess, yeah. It's the pink. It's the pink, the sparkle, the hollow.
It's the pink. It's the pink.
Which is funny because I'm not a pink gal either. All black.
Yeah, yeah. Really? Yeah.
Pink's not your color?
It's not my go-to. If I pick a favorite color, it's blue.
Mm.
Blue's my favorite color. Yeah.
Nice. So. Fair enough. Don't ask him his favorite color.
Oh, 850. 850's over here. They're rocking around. If you haven't checked them out,
850.
Yeah.
Right back there behind us.
He's got some cool printing stuff. It was actually funny. I ran up into him in Maine. I was doing that clinic, and all of a sudden this guy comes up, and he's like, is that Winnie? I'm like, who are you?
Who are you?
Looked down the sled, and it was like 850. I was like, oh, I haven't even met you in person yet. Nice to meet you. So I went over there and chatted with him for a bit, and he's like, yeah, this is who I am without my helmet on, because he never took the helmet off. So I was like, oh.
My helmet
way
on.
Way to put a face to the name, and just being able to meet all the people that I've talked to on social media here at Heydays has been insane.
Yeah, Heydays is wild. It's really cool. First time. It's cool all the time you spend, you know, on social, YouTube, and whatever, watching everybody, and then to, you know, meet them in person, shake hands. It's an experience for sure.
Yeah.
So you coming back next year?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with SledSend. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of SledSend. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out SledSend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
I'd like to. Be able to meet some new people.
Yeah.
I've met so many new people here even this weekend.
Do you go to like other snow shows or anything, or is this kind of the only one that you go to?
This is like Disney World for snowmobiling.
That's what I said.
Like the World Series or whatever. Yeah. But there's a show up in New Hampshire that I go to. I refer to it as Epping, but I guess it's also Fremont. They do watercross there and grass drags. And then they have, you know, the vendors and everything. But I'm actually on the committee for the Sled Expo in Massachusetts.
Gotcha.
So we've done some transitioning with, you know, leadership, and we're trying to bring that back because we are so centrally located in New England. Being able to bring brands out to be like, hey, just because we're in New England and we're, you know, Connecticut, Rhode Island, all that stuff, those guys travel.
Yeah.
So they go there to shop, they go there to, you know, see what's new in the snowmobile industry, and people just, I feel like we get forgotten about in Massachusetts. A lot of people I've talked to, they're like, you have a trail system in Mass? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we do. So.
She's like, we need somebody pay attention to me.
We're little, but we exist. Yeah. Help me out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know we have quite a few East Coast listeners, so spreading the message.
I think baby steps, one step at a time, you know, just keep working at it. Keep working at it, and awareness will happen.
Yeah. The trail, the trail running, and then, you know, the backcountry. I am planning to do the sled den clinic this year up in the Chick-Chocks, and it's an all-women's clinic, too, so I'm super pumped to do that and meet some new girls that are interested in riding. And any of the girls that want to ride or are interested in trying it out, hey, hop on. Yeah. Go.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Encourage it.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
100%.
I've got a group, and we've got a lot of women that ride in our group. I mean, I bet we probably got close to, I mean, not a lot, but 10 women, I think. But like you said, the snowmobiling industry, unfortunately, for women is not super huge. So to me, I think 10 girls to a group is not bad.
That's huge. When I've gone trail riding, there's maybe 3 girls, 4 girls.
Yeah.
And that's out of a group of 15.
Yeah. And our girl group is good. Like they come, they all are like together. They know like, okay, you know, this woman is the leader. So-and-so is not, you know, so good or whatever. Let's keep the women in the middle. One is the tail. They all, like, group up together, and they, like, basically all, like, flip us the finger, and they're like, you guys go do your stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to go ride.
Yeah.
And they, like, just basically they stay on the trail, but they love to flip us shit all the time. They're like, we're riding. We don't know where you guys were, but we've been doing hopovers and stuff the whole time. You know, Donna.
Your mom?
You. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
She's
the one. She's the leader.
She thinks that she's a rider.
She hops on. That's rude.
She's a ripper.
She gotta be careful talking like that around her.
What?
She'll get after you, dude.
Come on. Sorry, she raised Mom. You're riding.
Yeah. You're right on
Who's been riding longer?
You're right on that. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Who's been riding longer? Come on.
There you go.
That is true.
Valid point.
She's on Mom's side now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
We got to stick together.
No, it's funny because the same thing happens with us. You know, the guys will be trail riding and they're like, oh, this place looks sick. We're going to hop off. And it's like, that looks a little rough for me. I'm going to stay right here. And
yeah.
If you're nice, maybe I'll take a video of you while you do it.
If you're nice.
So that's also part of the issue, too, is that I'm seeing is that girls are feeling like they're not being celebrated when they're getting their accomplishments. Uh-huh. You know? Who's taking the camera for me? You know, yep. It's like I go on these trips and there's like, hey, will you take a picture? Will you take a picture? It's like, yeah. Are you going to do that for me now?
Picture. Yeah, it's like, now take some for me.
Yeah. I'm not the best rider by all means, but if it looks like I might do something cool or even a mess up.
Yeah.
You know,
or just make a cool looking photo or shot or something.
Yeah, that's something I was talking about with some people around is, you know, people want to see the realistic side of it. They don't want to, you know, you might be great and you might be bad, but being able to see the realistic mess ups.
Yeah.
I ran myself over this January and that didn't result well for me. Bet my rails had to replace them all, but you know what?
Jeepers.
It got back on and that's on my TikTok. You can see me eat shit.
Yeah.
Well, that'll happen.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
By all means. What,
I hate to say this, but we're at our 30-minute mark.
Yeah, it was great chatting with you guys.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a lot more to talk about, so we'll have to figure out how to do another one
for
in
sure.
person.
Yeah.
Get her out to the west side.
So I'm sure you're probably aware, but we have the question for every episode.
Okay.
So if there's something that you would like to ask the listeners and viewers directly, and then we can clip it and use it for TikTok and reels and stuff. So it can be about, you know, women in the sport. It can be about gear. It can be East Coast stuff, whatever comes to mind that you would like to ask the listeners and viewers.
Oh gosh. Let's see. I kind of want to put it towards everybody. You know, how would you like to see women in the sport? Do you want to see them involved? You know, do you want to see them out on the trail? How do we encourage them? How do we become a more, you know, overall gender sport where it's not just guys and girls? You know, why aren't we fluid?
Sure.
So that's a great question. How do we bring them in?
There you go. Mm-hmm. Listeners and viewers, we want to know the answers to that, so comment below.
How do you think?
How do I think?
Yeah, how do you think?
Encouraging. Just, you know, no judgment. It's a no judgment zone. Like, you fit.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I agree to that.
So.
100%.
Fair enough.
Well, cool. Whitney, I appreciate you taking the time to jump on. It was good to finally meet you. The last piece that I'm going to ask of you is if you would do the honors to sign our banner here.
Okay.
And then we'll snap a YouTube thumbnail photo. But Sleds and listeners, thank you guys for tuning in. And we will catch you on the next one.
Peace.